Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a channel, a spiritual healer, an author, speaker, and a radio show host. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. You can learn more about me by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there. Some of it is the things that I've learned and benefited from, and I've put it there to share with you because it may just be what you are looking for. So if you have a question or I'm not sure what the wording is. It's like it's on the edge of my brain, but I can't hear it. So if you have a question, give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And if you are logged into the chat room, you can just type your question and I will read it. Remember, if you call in and you want to talk to me, you have to press the number 1 so that lovely little symbol comes up on my studio. So if you are in the queue, you're called in and you are wondering, should I ask? Go ahead and press the number 1. What have you got to lose? You'll just be gaining insights into your own life and hopefully letting go of the nervousness and anxiety that you're feeling about actually making your own choices, living your own life, accepting that you have the power and the right to decide what is right for you. Sometimes we have to let go of those beliefs that anybody else has power over us, because they don't, unless we decide that they do. We are each blessed by the Creator, and we are equal. And that means that each of us get to choose our own life, our own path. And we don't have to let anybody else have any power, not when it comes to us, because the only one we are responsible for is ourselves. And responsible means that you have the ability to respond. That's all it means. And that's why it's only you that you are responsible for. And some people have a problem with that because they look at their little kids and say, I'm responsible for them. Well, no, you're not. They are responding however they are responding to life. And you're not the one dictating how they're responding. You know, you're not there every moment of their existence saying, okay, breathe now. Okay, now step and step. No, no, don't step yet. And, you know, you're not doing all of that. They're not little puppets and you have the strings. They're actually people, and they actually get to make their own choices, and they get to respond to life however they respond to life. The only one you are responsible for is you. Now, you are a mentor to your children. You provide them with guidance and love and everything else that they might possibly need, but they are responsible for themselves. So when you look at your life, what is it you want to create? What's actually important to you? And for a lot of people, they've never actually looked at this. They've never actually made these decisions about themselves because they've been so busy with everybody and everything else. And now it's time for you to look at you. This is your opportunity to decide who you want to be, what you want to experience, what you want to feel. This is your time to decide whether or not you actually think you have value. And for a lot of people, they've decided that they don't, that they're not good enough, that they haven't proven themselves. And I always find it interesting when they say they haven't proven themselves in the eyes of God. And anytime I've been talking with the Creator, there's never been a question of whether or not I'm good enough. Not to God. It's because God loves me exactly as I am. And there's no judgment. Judging is something that people do. The Creator never judges us. Never. Because we were given free will. And so if the Creator judged us, that would be taking away the free will. So in the eyes of the Creator, you are absolutely wonderful. And everything you do is absolutely fine because you are simply living your life. You are simply making choices and evolving and becoming whomever it is you have decided to become. And all the Creator wants is for you to be happy, for you to actually enjoy what you're creating. So don't make the decisions in your life based on what God is going to judge you for. God does not judge. People judge. And we don't need to judge. So you can let go of judging yourself too. It's interesting how as we move along on our path, as we are evolving, we experience so many different things. We are given all of these opportunities to decide what is important to us. And it's really time for us to start to decide that we are important in our own lives. And also to decide that we can make our own choices in every moment. There's something that we want to do, we can do it. And if in the middle of doing it, you decide you don't want to do it, then stop doing it. These are your choices. There's nothing that says once you make a choice, you've got to stick with that choice forever. Because you have the power to decide whether or not you made the right choice. And if you didn't, change it. You know, so often we are taught in all of these various religions or whatever you want to call them, that everything has all of these rigid lines, these limitations, and that we have to stay within the lines. You know, it's like when you're 5 years old and you're in kindergarten and the teacher is telling you, color within the lines, don't color outside the lines. And that's what we teach our children. And then we grow up, and when we are doing the things we are doing in life, we are trying so hard to stay within the lines. Ignore the lines. You get to make your choices in every moment. That's it. And if your choice goes over the line, okay, what's going to happen? Is the teacher going to come along and smack you with a ruler or something? In order for you to grow, in order for you to know what is right for you and your life, sometimes you have to ignore those lines, especially when the lines were created by people who were out to control you to begin with. No one has the right to control you. No one. Now, I'm not telling everybody to go out and, you know, break every speed limit and all of that sort of stuff, unless that's something that you really want to do. You know, I'm telling you that you do have a choice, though. Now, there are some, oh, lovely regulations and things set up so that if you choose to break the speed limit, then they can give you a lovely ticket and you can go and pay a fine. But that doesn't mean that you can't choose to break the speed limit. It just means that if you choose to do so and you get a ticket, well, go pay it or go to court and fight it. Even then, you don't have to follow the rules. You can find what works for you. God did not set up a bunch of rules for us. We were each given free will. And you notice I didn't say free will except for, because free will is free will. Now, we were given guidelines about life, like if you really want to be happy, don't go around trying to get what everybody else has. You know, don't covet your neighbor's whatever, because that will actually bring turmoil into your life. It's not that there's anything wrong with it, but it will not feel good. So if you really want to have a life where you get to enjoy every moment, don't do the things that don't feel good. And if you are doing something and you find that you have all of these doubts and questions about it, start looking at yourself, looking at your beliefs, so that you can see what it is that you believe that is creating the turmoil. Because things that happen in your life are neutral. They are completely neutral. We add the energy to them based on our beliefs, on our perceptions. And this applies to everything. And I've seen a lot of changes in my life as I've let go of old beliefs and old perceptions. One thing that I've always found interesting is that as a black woman, I was taught to be very judgmental of black people or African American or whatever the politically correct phrasing is. The point is that I was taught to think less of people with color. And I see that that's kind of a societal issue here in the United States. It's not one that's as out there as it used to be, but it still happens. And so I would find myself out in public having negative thoughts, people of color, simply because they were people of color. It's really interesting, the things that we are taught. And I've been working to let go of all of those beliefs because I realize that it's not the truth. It's just what I was taught. And when you look at your life and what you are living, what you are creating right now, understand that it is based in what you were taught. It's not based in the truth. It's based in your perceptions, your false beliefs about yourself, about the world, about whatever the situation is. And you do not have to accept those beliefs. You can let them go. You don't have to live in that. You really do have power. And you have the ability to change. So when you are looking at your life, when you are looking at what you are creating, make sure that you are in the energy that brings what you desire to you instead of bringing what you are afraid of to you. So as an example of that, let's say that you wanted a new big screen television. Okay. And so you looked at the different options out there. You know, you went on Amazon or you went to the store or wherever you went, and you looked at all of the choices and all of the features, and you found the one that was just what you wanted. And it just felt so good when you looked at that one that was just perfect for you. And then you started thinking, I can't afford it. I don't have the money. I can't afford it. Then you just change the whole energy around you getting what you wanted. Instead of feeling the beauty of having it, you are now feeling the fear of lack. And the fear of lack will not bring that television into your life. It will keep it out. So if you are feeling the fear of lack about anything, then you can't get it. You won't let yourself get it. You are actually pushing it away. So it's up to you what you're feeling, what you're focusing on. If there's something that you really want to experience, something that you desire, then stay in the energy of allowing that in your life, of accepting that it is possible, of letting yourself connect in a way that brings it to you. Because if you're staying in that energy that says, it's not possible, I'm not good enough, it's never going to happen for me, then that is exactly what you are creating. We really are more powerful than we know. And our beliefs and our emotions, those things actually create in our lives. That is how we create in our lives. So if you are living in fear, you are creating more fear. And this is all because God, the creator, the universe, whatever name you want to use, is connected to the energy we are in, the energy we are broadcasting out into the world. And whatever that energy is, it helps us produce more of that energy. So if you are in the energy of fear, the universe will help you create more fear, because the universe assumes that you are creating what you actually want. It doesn't judge what you create. It simply helps you create it. And remember, God does not judge. So if you want to create a life filled with turmoil and drama and whatever else, then that is exactly what God will help you to create. And I know so many people are in all of this negative energy, and they pray every night on their knees and ask God to change their lives, to change everything. But they don't do anything to change. God is not going to come and take power over you and change your life and say, oh, you pathetic thing here, let me fix you. Because God does not judge. God does not see anything wrong. It is up to us, the individual, to decide what we are willing to experience, what we want to experience, what we want to create. And then to be in that energy. So if you want to create a life where you are in a wonderful relationship, where you feel loved and valued, then feel that. Because the more you feel it, the more you allow it, the more you create it. And when you find yourself in that relationship that you've always desired, don't start shutting down on it. Don't start pushing it away. Let yourself decide in each moment what it is that's right for you. And this doesn't mean that you have to go along completely with whatever the other person wants. That would be giving up your free will, and I am never telling you to do that. But don't think that you can't express whatever it is you need to express. And if the other person wants to do something and you don't want to do that particular something, then tell them. Have a conversation with them. Treat them as an equal. Treat yourself as an equal. It's okay to have a different opinion from someone, even someone that you completely and utterly love. It's still okay to have a different opinion and to talk about it. You don't have to agree in order for them to love you, because if whether or not they love you is based on whether or not you actually do what they want, they don't love you, they want to control you. You don't want to be controlled, and you don't need to be controlled. This is about being an equal partner in your relationship. This is about love, unconditional love. And that is what each of us is learning how to do. And it's important that we learn that about ourselves, to unconditionally love ourselves. And then we always make the best choice. And then we allow ourselves to be so much more than we ever imagined. Because then we are open to what is for our highest good. So you're not obligated to do what anybody else says, no matter who that person is, and no matter what kind of power they might have told you they're supposed to have over you. And even if it's about an old relationship where you did give that person power over you, that doesn't mean you have to keep doing it. As you are growing, as you are learning, as you are becoming more, you are letting go of all that crap from the past, including those relationships that did not work. So don't keep giving them the power in your life. You are learning to be so much more than that. And it's okay. It's okay for you to move forward. And it's okay for you to let go of what you used to accept. because that's your evolution. And if you don't let go, then you can't change. And change is a natural part of life, supposed to change. We're not supposed to stay the same forever. We are supposed to change. So it's okay. Let yourself change. So when you are looking at your life, decide who it is you want to be now. Don't spend all your time looking back, thinking, oh, this is the way I used to be, this is how I have to be, blah, 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 blah. Look at yourself now. Who do you want to be now? What do you want to experience now? Do you want to experience love and joy and laughter? Do you want to have a good time? Do you want to have fun in your life for a change? There's nothing wrong with that. Open up to it. Open up to the flow that is there, the flow of unconditional love and acceptance that is there. Let yourself step in. Test the waters. Take a swim. Whatever version of that works for you. Because you really do have a choice. You really do. So don't base your life on, oh my gosh, if I do this and someone finds out, what will they think? Why would you care what they're going to think anyway? You don't have any control over what anybody else thinks. What they think is their choice. Don't let other people's opinions run your life. Because if you do, then you're going to be unhappy. Because frankly, people have weird opinions so often, and you have no way of controlling them or even knowing what those opinions are going to be. Remember, you are only responsible for you, not them, not their opinions, just you. So you get to decide what is right for you. And yes, you do have the ability to make wonderful, incredible, excellent decisions. Plus, you have the backing of the creator, of your team, of your guides, your angels, whatever beings you see as assisting you in your life. So you're not doing it alone. It's actually impossible for any of us to be alone because the creator is within us. And that means we do have the power to create. That being alive. So what do you want to create in your life? What is it that you truly want? Make a list. Make a list of what it is that you truly desire. And then make those your intentions. Set the intention to create that in your life. And then you may find yourself feeling fears and apprehensions and all of that. And all of that is coming up simply so that you can let it go. So that you can get it out of the way. Not so that you can live it. So that you can release it. Because you have to release it in order to create your intentions. You need to let go of all of those things you're becoming aware of. And that's why you're becoming aware of them. It's not so that you can go backwards in your life. It's so that you can actually move forward. And you may find that there are people in your life that you trust, that you have gone to in the past for advice or whatever, and they tell you, no, 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 you can't do that. That's against God. That's against whatever religious teachings they happen to abide by. And you can choose whether or not to listen to them. You don't have to listen to them. They're simply expressing their opinion. They're telling you what they believe. They are not telling you what you believe. You get to make that choice. And sometimes you have to let go of relationships because those people with their opinions try to shove their opinions down your throat. And anytime you feel like somebody is trying to shove anything down your throat, that's probably a good time to walk away. Because they're not listening to you. They don't really care what you think. They don't really care what you say. They have their own beliefs, and that is what they are standing by, and that will not change. So it'd be like arguing with a wall. Why waste your time? You get to make the choices about your own life to happen. Don't think that you have to stick with someone because you've been working with them for a while and they've been helping you and you feel that you are obligated to them. You're not. That's one of those restrictions we impose upon ourselves, the duty and the obligation. You don't have to stay there. And you don't have to explain why you left either. We make so many excuses in our lives because we think that we have to make them. And if we don't make them, other people won't like us. They won't want to be around us. They won't love us. They won't whatever it is that we're imagining that they won't do. And so we restrict ourselves thinking that that will please other people. You have a relationship with someone that you feel that you have to stop being yourself in order to make them happy. You really need to look at why you're in that relationship. Because if someone doesn't love you simply because you are you, then why do you want to give them power over you? You don't have to. You don't need to. To make your own choices, and you do have the ability to make good choices. And if you really want to know what's right for you, then start connecting with your guidance. Try automatic writing if that one appeals to you, or you can just talk to whomever it is you see as your guidance and ask them to show you what you need to see, and they will. And they have unlimited ways of doing that. Trust that you will get the message because they will get it to you. We are so connected and we don't even realize it. We see ourselves as separate and we are not separate. And it's okay for us to ask the questions that we have about our lives and to trust that we will get the answer. And we will get the answer over and over and over and over and over as many times as we need. Because it's not just opportunity only knocks once. That's not true. Opportunity knocks again and again and again and again. And if you don't believe that, you can look at your life and you can see your relationships and have you been having relationships with the same kind of people over and over and over and over. And that again is your guidance letting you see that this relationship may not actually work for you so that you can make the changes in your own beliefs, your own perceptions, your own thoughts so that you do not need to keep repeating those kinds of relationships. We keep being taught our lessons over and over and over. And God is patient. Well, you know, God has all the time in existence. So let yourself see Okay, we have a question from the chat room from New Year Real Me. Hey, Barbara, hope you're having a beautiful day. Yes, I am. It is a wonderful day here. I wanted to ask when I would start dating again or start a serious relationship. Thanks. Okay, New Year Real Me. Let's see what I'm getting about that. Actually, I'm seeing that you've been holding yourself back. Why are you holding yourself back? Oh, there's a big fear there. Fear that it won't work. What won't work? Fear that it won't work for you. Okay, so you're setting yourself up to be excluded from all of the love and opportunities out there in life. It can happen for anybody and everybody except you. Why are you excluding yourself? And I'm seeing a bunch of stuff connected with that. Things about deserving, things about change. Not allowing change. Okay, so we're going to do some divine infinity healing. And I will ask the question, and I will be shown some kind of way whether or not you say yes. This, anyone who says yes to this question will get the benefits of this healing as well as New Year Real Me, because God doesn't restrict it to just one person. So here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing the fear? Releasing the fear that you can't have a really great relationship, that you can't find that someone who's going to love you and adore you and value you, because frankly, you are so lovable, so adorable, and so valuable. This is about letting go of those blocks that you have to letting your life move forward. To accepting that you are good enough to have love, to be loved, and to love. This is all about letting go of the past, letting go of those relationships that didn't work for whatever reason that they didn't work. This is cutting the ties to all of that and bringing all of you back into you. Bringing all of your energy back into you, all of your identity back into you. And this is letting yourself see the beauty in you. To know that you are a wonderful person. And that there are wonderful people out there who are just waiting for someone like you. So this gives you the freedom to move forward in your life and to create what you truly desire and to know that you deserve it. And if you're willing to accept this change in who you are and what you are creating, then say yes. When your heart is singing yes, and take three nice deep breaths. Okay. So how does that feel? If you want to share how that feels or anything that's coming up for you as a result of that, then please feel free to type it in. And let me check in with your energy again right now and see. Okay, there's a little something there. So let's see how they want to deal with this. Okay, so would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go? This seems like part of your inner child that's kind of holding back. It could be from what you were taught when you were a kid. So this Divine Infinity Healing is looking at all of those beliefs of yours, especially the ones back from your childhood that say you can't, or that it's just not possible for you and only you. Everybody else can have whatever they desire, but you can't. You must always hold yourself back. You must always be afraid of your own life. So this Divine Infinity Healing is taking all of those beliefs, all of that smallness, that contracted belief, that energy, and it's expanding it and making it a trillion times bigger than the universe so that it's no longer living in your body, in your energy, so that you can breathe, so that you can be. And if you are willing to accept this healing, say yes. And again, your heart's singing yes. So take three nice deep breaths. For some reason, my computer keeps blanking my screen. And I don't know why. Okay, now I've got to wait for the computer to come back. All right, now we're back. Okay, New Year, Real Me, that's what I was getting for you, and we've cleared the things that they were showing me. Okay, there's one more they want us to do. So, would you like a Divine Infinity Healing for opening up to love? Opening your heart, clearing away all of the clutter and all of those old barriers that were there about love. About allowing love into your life, about truly loving yourself and accepting you, who you are being, what you are experiencing, what you are creating, opening you up to love. Oh, that feels so much better. So, and if you are willing to accept this opening to love, then say yes. And your heart is definitely saying yes, yes, yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Oh, that's so much better. All right. So your energy feels gooey and happy. Okay, let's see if they're going to show me if there's anyone waiting to come into your life. And yes, and they show me this kind of like lights around a, the tower at an airport where I guess the air traffic controllers sit and watch what's going on. And they're showing me three lights circling your tower. So that means that there are at least three beings coming into your life that would be good partners for you. And you get to choose which one of them you want. And it looks like they're all going to get there about the same time. And again, my guidance never tells me exactly when. They say that would kind of spoil it because then you would only be looking on whatever day I told you that was going to be. So be aware that this is happening and you are ready for it. So let your life change the way it needs to change and allow yourself to grow as you need to grow. And it feels really good. So I think you're going to enjoy this. So you are ready to start dating now. And to have a serious relationship. But first, you're going to have fun. So let yourself have fun. There's absolutely nothing wrong with having fun. Okay, so New Year Real Me is saying, good, I like having choices. Good. And I'm very much open to dating. Wonderful. because I see you doing that, actually going out, having fun, meeting these wonderful people, and then you get to choose which one's right for you. Yeah. And they're saying, don't get all bogged down in it. Don't take it all so incredibly serious. Just let yourself be who you are being and experience what is right for you. Okay, and my computer is shutting down again. I don't know if this is my guidance way of saying time to end the show and get on to the other things in my life. Oh, and I do have a very busy day planned. Okay. So I am going to apparently take the hint and I will give one more chance to any callers. If you want to ask a question or make a comment or whatever, press the number 1 so that that symbol comes up on my studio. And let's see, and I've done everything I needed to do for New Year, Real Me. Yes. Okay, and you are ready to go. Wonderful. All righty. I am not seeing any hands coming up, and I'm feeling that we are really good. This really feels good. So I'm going to end the show early today and get to the things that I have coming up next. I will be back on Tuesday morning with Morning with Jesus with DC Love, and I'll be here next Friday with Get the Answers. And I hope everyone has an absolutely wonderful relationship. Oh, why did I say wonderful relationship when I meant wonderful weekend? I hope you have wonderful relationships and a wonderful weekend. And that you listen to your heart and know that you deserve. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.